Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit kingstonhumanesociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
Have you ever wondered how to use the word myriad? It's a borrowed word from classical languages, originally meaning a unit of 10,000, as in an army formation of 10,000. It's used often now to denote many things, including an infinite number of things, or simply a great number. The big question arises, should you put an article in it, such as a, as in there is a myriad of stars in the sky, versus there are myriad stars in the sky? And the answer is both are correct. It's simply a matter of stylistic preference. You should, however, be consistent. When you're confused by it, just remember there are maybe not myriad ways to use the word myriad, but there are at least a couple. You've been listening to A Grammarphone with Daniel Wolf on CFRC.
And you are now listening to DJ Over Easy on Making Bacon, 101.9 FM. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. Thanks, everyone, for joining me for this wonderful, myriad. Our myriad love, myriad of love, myriad of hugs and kisses that go out to the Lola May Birthday Spectacular. And so Lola, my oldest daughter, is turning 23 on Monday. I've forgotten to mention, so Monday. Grew up here in town, went to St. Clair, went to Frontenac, is a musician. She has been a part of a lot of stuff growing up. Ryan Lewis is a teacher, musician in town. He was a wonderful mentor and a very caring teacher and patient, and he was wonderful with Lola. Lola absolutely loved Ryan. Excuse me. And so thank you, Ryan, for all of your help and Lola developing and giving her the tools to help find her way in her music, because it's not easy being a musician. A lot of the narratives in our society have kind of, you know, devalued, I believe, what natural gifts these individuals have. One of the reasons why I love to get out locally and be able to support musicians. That was all thanks to Lola. She showed me the gift that these individuals carry within them. And it only truly comes out when somebody non-biasedly is an audience. Lola taught me how to be an audience. And that's not something that a white dude with settler privilege like myself gets. We're told to be the spotlight, always. Thank you, Lola, for that. Now, there's so many other wicked things that Lola had done. And she always stood out as far as talent goes. So let's see. So this is, what does it say here? Lola Young, age 12, R.G. Sinclair Public School, Kingston, Ontario. So this is an anthology of creative writing of young writers of Canada. And well, knowing what I know now, this organization was just basically taking young creative minds and making money on them. However, it's promoting young people, right? It's an experience. It's all of these things. But Lola got published, and it's my radio show. I get to do what I want. So I am going to read you published author, 12-year-old Lola Young, and in a book called The Waves on the Shore, an anthology of creative writing of young writers of Canada. So here we go. One second. can you tell DJ Overeasy was out with DJ Tangent last night? And so it's got some stuff going on. Despite the sickness that was going around in the town of Ravenville, Echo found the hospital to be quiet, solemn. It had been over a week since Echo's mother had fallen ill, like so many others. Echo turned her head from her mother's hospital bed to see her doctor sitting at his desk, pressing buttons as usual. "Aren't you going to do anything to help her get better?" she screamed. "All you're doing is sitting there playing with that stupid computer." So cool. Man, she's a good writer at 12. Doesn't surprise me with the lyrics that she's able to write with songs. She hasn't found her own personal strength. Lola, you have not found your own personal strength there, but sweetheart, you stand out. So without taking his eyes off the computer, he simply sighed and ignored her. Echo, now with tears streaming down her face, ran out of the mother's hospital room, full of anger and frustration. It was an hour walk from her house, so Echo decided to go through the forest. It always had a calming effect on her. The farther she walked, the darker it got. She then looked beside her amongst the trees, and she felt she saw something in the distance. Two bright yellow eyes staring back at her. "Wolf," she said with a frightened voice. Echo didn't like wolves, but something stopped her from running. As the wolf came closer, it spoke. "Hello." "Hello," she said, stuttering. So what is it? "What do you mean?" "Nobody comes into the forest unless they need something." The wolf's words reverberated in Echo's mind. I have a feeling the word "reverberated" might have been edited in by an adult, because Lola, that's not in Lola's dictionary. "Nobody comes into the forest unless they need something." "That was it," Echo quickly replied. "Well, there is one thing. You see, it's my mom. She is..." The wolf interrupted. "Sick?" "Yeah." Echo looked down at the ground. "I can help you with that," offered the wolf. "Really? You can help her get better?" she asked. "Keep it together, DJ Overeasy." "Yep, all with a simple spell," he said, sounding pleased with himself. "But you will have to do me a favor in return." "What is it? I'll do anything," she said, pleading. The wolf looked up and smiled as she said, "I'll help your mother if you promise to pay the good deed forward." Echo ran out of the forest and returned to her mother's hospital room, only to see her sitting up in the chair, smiling back at her. So there you go. Lola May, Lola May.
"We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left. Sorry, but we haven't heard a thing all day.
fortunate to have known her when she was young. Little Lola May, and this is Making Bacon. This is DJ Over Easy on CFRC 101.9, Queens Community and Campus Radio Station, where all the love is all the love. And today we are celebrating one of the loves of my life, Lola May. And thank you, Lola, for all that you do and the person you are. Children these days, I feel as if I wish I could do more for you. If there's one thing that has been clear to me as I very quickly approach the half century mark here this year, it's that this whole narrative of compete, go rush hard, fight, I'm better than you, it's wrong. It's no good. Wears everybody out. It turns us into middle-aged adults who don't know how to actually show any type of true lover affection towards each other or connection. Because it's just stuff. Just busy business, right? The Lego Movie tries to show us. If you're young, if you are in your 20s and you're celebrating a birthday and you've been told this, and don't. Life is long. They say life is short. No. Life is long. Life is short if you listen to them. Life is long if you're just stressed out mess all the time. Just relax. Just take it easy. Don't be so hard on yourself, because nobody else is. And if anybody else is, shame on them. You know, because that's nothing. So from May 25th, 2010. Last night, it was Funfair. I played gumball guess. Pick a lolly. And I went in the Dragon Room and Wizard of Oz Room and Fish Pond. I went in the Jumper Castle. I won two rings, play down, and glow sticks. Yeah, Lola always had this thing with putting her G's backwards. And, you know, there's this interesting thing, again, about musicians' mind. Sorry, I'm turning into DJ Tangent here. there's this interesting thing in a musician's mind where it's not dyslexia with this type of stuff. We like to... Lola used to reverse words and do thing in backwards, almost as like some kind of game. There used to be a thing where she just saw things differently. Totally wasn't any type of hindrance. It wasn't a disability. It wasn't dyslexia. It wasn't any of this stuff. It was creativity. It was her little mind just having moments of freedom. So, you know, people understand that all of these things, that psychology and all this stuff that people make up, is not, it doesn't, just look at that little person in front of you and just understand that they're more than you. You've only deteriorated. That little person there has got power that you no longer have. So appreciate that. And to this day, sweet little Lola May is out there killing the world. So in the last entry of this journal here, it's a lovely thing. On Friday, our class won chocolate chips, hot dogs, and a special treat, because we brought in the most cakes. We brought in 8 cakes. And the special treat was ice cream and chocolate lollipops.
I still need a drink for all the glasses in the sink. Down in a pride, it must be how your little mind gets fed. Now do I shoot straight or do I cheat fate? Oh, it does a number on my head, but I don't pull tricks. Last time I hit a lick was when I heard the turtle bells a chime. You'd be just as fun as a jammed up gun, another shot at just the wrong place and time.
If you're gonna tell them everything, tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Gonna tell them everything. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them.
right. And we are back. I better pause this. And we are back. You are listening to Making Bacon, and I'm DJ Over Easy. I was just chatting with Hugh, and we were just reminiscing about how cool our daughters are. So, yes, this show is about Lola Mae, my oldest daughter, who is now living in Australia. And we miss you deeply, Lola, because when Lola's around, the energy level just changes. It just changes. She's one of those people where for half of her life at this point, I was referred to just as Lola's dad. you know, because Lola, we would be in a grocery store line. And she'd be riding in the cart and push her up and she'd be like, "Hi, I'm Lola. What's your name? How's your day going?" Like it was, she would just engage and be curious about everyone and was always so open. And people loved it. And because at the time, you know, Lola as a name, still fairly unique. There's a few more Lolas, which it's a wonderful name. And if any other Lolas turn out like this Lola, it's a wonderful name. Pick it. And so I'd be in a grocery store. I'd be going and, you know, like I said, you know, spent half my life in my own head just busy. And I'd be going through a line and everything. And they'd be like, "Oh, hi, you're Lola's dad." And I'm like in, you know, the other side of town, never seen this person. I've been in this store like three times. But for whatever reason, that person remembered Lola so much, had such an impact on her that she remembered me. And I was just some background noise. So that's the power that this young person has. One of my favorite stories to tell because she listened, but would always turn everything into her own energy. And that's why, Lola, everything is a song for you. You can take your reality. You can take what you observe, what other people observe as their own reality, and then turn it into a song. And you have yet to fully experience that, but you're going to, sweetheart. There's no pressure. You need to just create space. So as an example of just what a fun perspective and a perspective that I always admired as a so-called father. The dollar store, you know, capitalization at its peak and globalization. And so little children always come home with plastic everything. A bag of plastic, wrapping, toys, this, that, and the other thing. Things that they don't eat. Just plastic everywhere. Used to weigh on me. I could see this was going to become a problem in our world because it was a problem in my little world. So, but as a dad, you can't help but see the joy in children. And when they like something, they like something. So I would not discourage her from being happy about these things, but at the same point in time, I would just kind of be like, "Oh, that's great. Cheap crab from China, right? Like that we can throw in the garbage when you're done with it." And that's, you know, I'd say it happily. I'd do this, you know, like I wouldn't make it a big deal. I would just try to like implant a seed. I don't know if that was good parenting or not, but she is a wonderful person that I take zero credit for. So she is who she is. And so we're at this wedding, and I know nobody. It's through in-laws, and I do believe Lola was going to be the flower girl, maybe, or at least we were doing like the day before, and there was like I was hanging out with all the guys, the girls were all getting together, all this type of stuff. But beforehand, everybody's together in this house. I'm standing in the middle of a circle. My brother-in-law may be there. Other than that, it's complete strangers. I have no idea who these people are. And, you know, like we usually do in those scenarios, I'm just kind of like zoning awkwardly, just kind of like vibing and just like whatever. And all of a sudden, little Lola comes in and stands right in the middle of this circle. There must be about 10 of us. And she holds up this bag in front of me and is like, "Dad, look, look at all this cool, cheap crap from China they gave me." And everybody just died. Everybody just laughed and laughed and laughed. Nobody was insulted. Nobody, because it was Lola. And that is the power that that young girl has. So let's see. I have been chatting too much. Lola's given me lots of great songs that I would love to share with you, but I can't stop talking about her because it makes me happy to think about her. But here we go. And, you know, I realize I have not been giving you all the info on the songs. It's because I get in my own head when I'm just thinking about her. So let's see. What did I? Okay, back there, there was More Fun to Miss by Daisy Jones and the Six. Good Kisser by Lake Street Drive. You Make Me Feel Like Dancing by Leo Sayer. Now, let's go with You Can't Get What You Want with the Rolling Stones. I love you, Lola.
A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, well, you might find. You get what you need. Oh. just practice at the art of deception. Well, I could tell by her bloodstained hands.
You can't always get what you want.
Yeah.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want.
But if you try sometime, it just might find.
Yeah, you may not be able to always get what you want, but right now you are definitely getting fed what you need with some Making Bacon. This is DJ Over Easy, and this is also CFRC 101.9, a gold nugget in Kingston, amongst the limestone. And today we are celebrating Lola Mae, who is turning 23 Monday. Happy birthday, sweetheart. Wish I was there to give you the biggest hug in the world. And but you feel it. You can feel it from here. The world isn't big enough. I can't feel your hugs. it'll stop me breathing. That's what it's going to take. Otherwise, you're right here, sweetheart, with me. So you go do it. You go be you. You go have fun. And you just do your thing. You have so much inside of you to be able to share with people that you just don't even understand yet, because you're too busy trying to live up to others' ideas about what you should be. So don't. And just keep going. You've done the right thing. I'm so happy that you get to share some of your Australian experience with April. April from Picton, my cousin. I love you, April. I'm so happy that Lola gets to know you and your family. You are a beautiful person, and your family is just so wonderful. It's just so much love. So thank you, April, and enjoy. What else? I've got, let's see, what else can we do here? Oh, one thing I would like to do, but I'm not going to play it. I will mention it again, but because Lola and I share so much music appreciation together, there was one record that I had wanted, and she ended up getting for me for a birthday, I believe, or Christmas. I think it was birthday. And it is called Loving on the Flip Side. And I have to admit, it's absolutely one of my favorite albums. It has a sticker on in here that says Sweet Funk and Beat Heavy Ballads from 1969 to 1977. And I totally wanted to be able to actually throw on the vinyl here and share with you a couple real hidden gems of the old funk and soul scene. Is so good, man. I could spend all day just listening to this. There's one time I should do kind of like a playlist of like songs where people stop and talk in the middle, like do something like, hey, baby, I just came over here to beg for you to come back to me. I love those things. I love it so much. This album is just full of it. So full of it. So thank you, Lola. And that's what I mean. This is an individual whom just is embodies love and giving. So I am a better person because of Lola Mae, and a better father, and man, being human because of you, sweetheart. So thank you, everyone, for sharing this beautiful time. It's a different side of DJ Over Easy, the old sappy sentimental side. Well, maybe it comes out a lot these days. Who knows? But we are going to end it off. Of course, that last song was You Can't Always Get Which One, the Rolling Stones. As I mentioned, Lola's got some other really good tracks here. But we're going to end it with topically, Jigsaw Falling Into Place by Radiohead, and end it off as we started with Frank Sinatra by My Way. I love you, sweetheart. Happy birthday. Look out, Australia.
Spits. Now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, when there had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way.